Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Uninvited by Heather Graham, performed by Luke Daniels. To the great city of Philadelphia, and to my favorite Pennsylvanians in the world, Gail Spence Crosby and Ann Spence, and to Jimmy, Megan, Spencer, and Anthony Crosby. Prologue. It was a beautiful time of day, close to dusk, at a beautiful time of year, early fall. Philadelphia's Tarleton Dandridge House sat back from the street, majestic and stately, in the light that had just begun to fade, as fine and poignant as an old building could be, a proud remnant of an era long gone, yet ever remembered. Julian Mitchell almost felt guilty. Almost. He couldn't quite manage guilt. He was too ecstatic over his day, still pumped with enthusiasm and the beat of the music he'd been playing. He enjoyed being a guide at the Tarleton Dandridge, but today he'd had to ditch it. The audition had been important, and, much as he loved his job, he loved the idea of working full-time as a guitarist more. Sure, it was great dressing up and playing with the band in Old Town, but he had dreams of being a real rock star. Now, however, he had to slip back into the house and suck up to Allison. She was their unofficial leader, head of the guides or docents at the Tarleton Dandridge, and if she forgave him, the others would too. He saw that one group of guests had already entered the house with their guide, and that another, the last group of the day, was assembling just outside the main door. He could see Allison Lee to the side of the house near the gate, welcoming those who were gathering for the final tour. Allison was dressed in the typical fashion of the Revolutionary Era, the typical high fashion of the Revolutionary Era, since female guides wore clothing along the lines of that which would have been worn by Lucy Tarleton, the martyred heroine of the house. The male guides dressed as Lord Brian Bradley, the British general known as Beast Bradley, who had occupied the house. They all looked pretty cool in their clothing, he thought, but especially Allison. She was beautiful to begin with, even if she was kind of a nerd, a real academic, but she did bear a resemblance to the heroine she played, Lucy Tarleton. They'd all remarked on her resemblance to the painting in the house and those in various museums, but there was no evidence that she was a descendant of the woman. And if anyone would know, Allison would, since she was a historian.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?